broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what the hell it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show, and we go places other talk shows only dream of going. They dare not. We are a hand grenade in the middle of that talk radio lineup. Anyway, welcome to the I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Welcome to the program. 877-876-7445 is our number. We're online every single night with a live video cast, Phil TV and HD, of our radio show here from the El Pacifico at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. So you can check us out there. I'd like to, a little note here, a little promotional note, that I'll be with Jimmy Pardo on Jimmy's Never Not Funny podcast. Jimmy's a terrific guy, funny as hell. He's got a very popular podcast. I was very honored to be invited on the show. We did an hour with Jimmy Pardo and the crew, and it was a lot of fun. So check it out. It, as Jimmy calls it, and as they say in the music business, a 1980s music business, it drops on Monday.
Yay!
Thank you, bud. Also, our podcast, episode 26, is out today, our podcast, and it's out today at philhendryshow.com. Hit that podcast banner on our homepage. It is the 1981 Milwaukee Lions versus Virginia, Jack I. Gagner and Brett Morrison with the play-by-play. And it's bizarre, it's wild, it's crazy. And by the way, you can follow the Milwaukee Lions on Twitter at twitter.com/Milwaukee Lions. You can also follow us, but I won't go through that right now. 877-876-7445. Now, I'm asking Robert, we had this gentleman, Gary, on the line, right?
Yeah, Gary Rieger is his name.
I'm sorry?
Gary Rieger.
Gary Rieger. Gary, how are you?
I'm doing good, yes, sir.
How are you, man?
Yes, sir, I'm doing very good, thank you.
And, Gary, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Palm Springs, California. And I'm in the Wycliffe Country Club, which where my wife lives. And
all right, now hold on. I don't want to get all of that information. And Robert said that you had a story that you wanted to, well, it wasn't a story you want to tell, but it's a situation arising from some stuff that you've got in storage?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about that.
All right, I've got some furniture that is being stored in my wife's garage right now. She has a condominium at the club where she lives, and I had asked if I could store furniture there.
Now, you're not with your wife?
No, sir.
And why is that? Are you separated?
No, sir, we're divorced.
Okay, so you're divorced. So I guess I need to kind of start at the beginning here.
Yeah, we got a divorce last year. I mean, it was final last year, and I had some furniture already that was stored at her condominium, and that's where it is right now. And I'd asked her if I could keep it there, and she said that she wanted to start to charge me, and I said that would be fine, that I would give her I think she's asking me $300 a month, so I'd store the furniture there. And I said that I would continue to pay that, and so all of a sudden now she is telling me I've got to get it out, and I wanted to see if I could get some either help from law enforcement. That's number one.
Now, why do you need help from law enforcement?
Well, because I feel that...
Tell him you think of being evicted?
Yeah, I feel in a lot of ways it's like it's an eviction that is illegal, because I've had the furniture there since we were divorced. I'd asked her if I could put the furniture there, and she said that I could, and I kept it there for the first year, actually for the first 6 months, and then she said that she wanted some money. She wanted payment in lieu of, to pay for me keeping it there. And she asked me for $300 a month. I said that I would pay her $300 a month. And here about 2 months ago, when I got laid off because they were doing they had a subdivision over here just below Cathedral Canyon Boulevard, and I was working on that, and all of a sudden they ran out of money, so they laid off probably about a half a dozen framers, and I was one of them. And so I did not have any money to continue paying for the rental, but I told her that if she could allow me to keep my furniture there, and she refused. And I said to her that it was a very curious way to treat, you know, family, that she would not allow me at least to keep my furniture in the storage there. And
when you say family, what do you mean by family?
Well, by family, I mean that we were married. And
but you're divorced now, right?
We're divorced now, but when you marry somebody, you are a member of their family, and you may get divorced from them, but you have been, it's as if you are part of their family, and I don't say that because I consider her still my wife. I don't consider her my wife. She's married, as a matter of fact, and, you know, has a husband, and this is a home they bought together, I guess, but so I'm not trying to intrude that way. I'm simply saying that as a member of her family, even though I'm paying, which I didn't think that I'd have to do, for her to tell me that I've got to get my furniture out of there is tantamount to an eviction, I think.
Well, hold on here for a minute, Gary, because you're moving into areas here where I may not necessarily agree with you.
All right, sir.
First of all, when you say that you're a member of her family, I don't quite get that. You were married.
We were married, yeah.
You were married, but you're divorced.
Yes, sir, but when you marry somebody, you have become part of their family, see, and now...
But you're divorced now.
I understand that. I understand that.
Okay, and so being divorced from a woman means you're no longer in her family.
No, I don't see it quite that way. That was not how I was raised, and I've tried to explain it to Tanya, too, because when you are a member of a family, even if you move out, if you're an 18-year-old kid and you move out, you are still a member of that family. You don't live there anymore, but you're still a member of that family.
And but a divorce is different from a kid moving out. A divorce is a legal separating of what was once a legally constituted family, but now you've gone to court.
No, I understand that, but you're not listening to me.
Well, I thought I was.
No, because you were a child one time, and you moved out of your house. Legally, you were the responsibility of your parents. When you moved out of the house, you are no longer legally the responsibility of your parents. But you are still a member of that family. But you're not living in that house. So when you say that there was a legal separation, there's always legal separation involved in the moving around of family members. It's all the only point I wanted to make. I would not make a big issue out of this were it not for the fact that Tanya told me that she was now telling me I had to get the furniture out of there. I was paying $300 a month.
Well, did she give you some notice that you had to get your furniture out of there?
No, sir. She did. She,
Well, hold on. What?
No, you said she did, though.
In what way?
You said that she called you up, said you had 2 months?
Oh, yeah. She gave me 60 days, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Did she say to you, you got to get your furniture out of here at a certain time?
Yes, sir. She gave me 60 days. That was back in May, and the time, the 60 days is up. But I had explained to her that as a member of her family, I would expect some consideration. That's all.
Well, it's obvious to me that she doesn't agree with this family thing.
No, I don't think that's the problem at all. I think that she does, but she's still angry at Bay for the things that I did when we were married. And I think, obviously, she's under the influence of her husband, which I think is obviously they're married, and he's going to advise her, but I don't know the nature of their relationship. It might be a where he has a lot of control over her, you know. And
well, you know, I want to tell you something, Gary. I'm not really that comfortable with some of the stuff you're saying because you speculating as to the husband's relationship with his wife, okay?
Yes, sir.
Is neither here nor there. I mean, we could sit here all day and have a nice conversation about that, but it doesn't have anything to do with anything. You see what I'm saying?
Well, yes, sir, I do, and I appreciate what you're saying, but again, as a member of her family, all I'm asking for is...
Well, you're not a member of her family, and if you want to ask me, if you ask me what I think the problem is here, the husband may be saying to the wife, you know, you need to get this guy's stuff out of the garage.
Well, that's not just a guy in the sense that I was her husband, and as such, I was a member of her family, and now I'm a member of her extended family. I'm not saying that I'm her husband. I'm not trying to be her husband. For that matter, Mr. Henry, I don't want to be her husband, you know. She has a husband, but now all of a sudden she's telling me I have to move my furniture out of the garage, and I don't understand that because I had my furniture in there for free. She started to charge me 6 months ago, which I thought was unfair, but I went ahead, I paid for that, and now she's telling me it has to be moved out. And it has to be moved out by, I think it was yesterday. And
so you went all the way, do you live in Palm Springs?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and so wasn't very far to go to the...
No, sir, I live on Country Club, and she lives over on Cathedral Canyon.
Okay, so what are you doing over there?
Well, I wanted to talk to her and see if we could extend the deadline at least. Barring that, I wanted to talk to her and find out just why she all of a sudden is treating me like this, you know?
See, this is the part that is bothering me, because you are not a member. I know you think you are. You're not a member of her family, and she's got a husband there, and at some point, he's going to sort of confront you.
Well, no, sir, it doesn't have to come to that. All I'm doing is trying to explain.
No, there's nothing for you to explain. Well, hold on for a minute, okay? Is he there?
Yeah, Gary, you want to hold on?
Yes, sir, I will.
All right, Gary, hang on the line. 877-876-7445. Let me get back on the line here with Gary when we come back. Our number, 877-876-7445, as we're talking to Gary. What's his last name?
Yeah, Rieger.
Gary Rieger, who's been keeping his furniture at his ex-wife's house and feels that he has the right to continue to keep it at his ex-wife's house because even though he's an ex-husband, they're still members of the same family. Now, that's interesting. 877-876-7445, just one of those human interest stories that we have on the Phil Henry Show from time to time. We'll be right back, and we've got some Olympic coverage, or at least some Olympic commentary, coming up next hour here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Seven eight seven six seven four four five here. Now, Gary, we're talking here with Gary Rieger. Gary, do you literally believe, or do you understand at least? And Gary's story is an interesting one, folks. So hold on. Gary's got furniture in his ex-wife's garage. Is that where it is, Gary?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's in her. Well, part of it's in a garage, and there is some that is in a guest bedroom.
All right, hold on. So, Gary, you divorced this woman. You asked if you could keep the furniture at her house, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, she's got a new house with this new husband.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, at one point, you had the furniture, and then you needed to store it?
Yes, sir. What happened was we divorced, and she went off. She got her own apartment, and I had my place. And because of the fact that we got divorced, and she had her name on the lease, and she moved out, I got stuck with the rent, and I couldn't pay it, which is also something that I would like to work out with her, but she says that we were both on the lease, and she already talked to the landlord, which I've got the paperwork.
Okay, hold on, but I don't want to talk about that, all right?
Yes, sir, I know, but just to give you the background, so anyway, I had the furniture, and I was living with my parents very, very briefly for about just a couple of weeks, but I needed to put the furniture somewhere, and that's where she was getting married, and they were living together. And
what length of time are we talking about between the time you got divorced and the time that she started living with this new guy?
Probably about maybe a year and a half.
Okay, so there was a year and a half there where you were living in the old place. She moved out?
Yes, sir, she moved out. She got another place, and I was in our place, but then I got evicted because she would not pay the rent anymore.
And was she paying the rent there too?
I'm sorry, sir?
Was she paying the rent when you two were living together?
Yes, sir. She was paying the rent only because I was on disability at that time. I'm a construction... basically, I'm a framing carpenter, but I do a lot of other things besides. I do electrical, I do plumbing, and I got hurt on the job, so I was on disability, which is also another situation that I'm trying to straighten out right now, where they have not paid me for a couple of months. But in any event, I that was the situation. So when I got evicted, then I moved in with my parents.
All right. And in the meantime, she got married, or
no? She met this guy, and I guess you know, he's going to promise her the good life and all of that, and you know, waved a whole bunch of dollar bills, I guess, under her nose, and so she moved in with him, and and now they're married, okay? But in the meantime, I'd said to her, can I move my stuff into your garage?
All right, so you asked to move your stuff into the garage that she had with this man.
Well, yeah, it was her garage. My understanding was it was her garage, and I didn't know that they owned this place together. By the time I found out that they owned it together, all of my furniture was in her, being stored in her garage.
Okay. Not fair enough. She gave you permission. Now she asks you for to pay for it.
She asked you to pay rent?
Yes, sir. She asked me to pay for storage.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, and then she asked you to move it out of there.
Yes, sir, that's correct. Back in April or May, I forget when, but she said, would you, you got to move it out of here now. And I said, I'm paying for it, $300 a month, and I'm able to afford that because I was disabled, so I'm still living, technically I'm still living at my mother and father's house, but I was collecting disability checks, so I was able to afford the $300 a month. Now she's telling me that she wants it moved out, and I'm a little confused about that, you know. As I said...
Well, the thing that I think is the most troubling for me is you're describing yourself as a member of her family. Okay?
I understand that, sir, but that's just how I was raised.
All right, I appreciate that. If you were raised... You were raised, though, let me just, you know, I'm not going to judge, but you were raised, so I understand, once you marry a woman, you're always a member of her family, whether you're divorced or not.
Say that again, sir? I'm sorry.
Once you marry a woman...
Yes, sir.
You are a member of her family, whether you get divorced or not.
Yes, sir. And that doesn't mean anything about still being married to her or controlling her or anything. It just means the courtesy that you would show... the courtesy that you would show a family member, she's not showing me. And I told her, I said, we are members of the same family. Why don't you allow me to keep my stuff here? The fact that you're charging me money, I think, is bad. And she said, my husband, you know, she said, Dave wants me to move it out. And I said, I don't think, you know, why don't you explain it to Dave? And she said, you know, she started in on me, and it was a whole thing. But anyway, that's why I come out here to try to talk to her, and she won't answer her phone or anything.
Okay, look, you're out there trying to talk to her now. Is her husband home?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him.
Well, you know, you ought to just turn around and get out of there, man. Is your furniture there? What happened?
I don't know. We got disconnected.
We got disconnected. Great. Get him back on the line, will you?
All right.
877-876-7445. Phil Henry Show. We just lost the call, but we are talking to this guy, Gary Rieger, who's out in the desert, and he's got furniture that he was keeping at his ex-wife's house, and she's told him to get it out of there. She's married. She's got another husband. And Gary considers himself still to be a part of the family. Is he there? Gary, are you still consider... I'm sorry we got disconnected, man.
Oh, yes, sir. Might have been my problem because I was running the camera there.
Okay, no problem. You consider yourself to be part of her family?
I consider us to be family members, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm still married to her. And I asked her to explain that to Dave, who's her husband, so that he would understand that there's nothing wrong with me having my furniture in the garage. At least until I'm able to get off disability or find another place, you know. But she says she's going to move it out of the garage. She said she was going to give it to whether it's a Goodwill or a St. Vincent de Paul or one of these agencies. And so I drove over here to talk to her.
Well, she doesn't want to talk to you, and she's not picking up her phone.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. She may not be home, but that's why I'm waiting here at the gate.
You're waiting at the gate to their condominium complex?
Yes, sir, but I'm not going to... It's not what you're thinking. I mean, I just want to see when she goes in, I can follow her in, and then I can talk to her.
You're going to follow her in?
Yes, sir. I'm not. It's not what you think. I just want to talk to her about...
Well, I'll tell you, this is a woman with a husband and another life, and you're sitting there at the gate waiting to talk to her. It sounds a little suspect. You know what I'm saying?
I know how it sounds, but I'm not intending anything other than to try to remind her of her obligation to me, because when we were married, okay, when Caitlin and I got married, she understood how it was with my family, that we are, you know, we're members of the family even if we get divorced.
Yeah, but she's got a husband. What's the guy's name?
Well, her husband's name is Dave.
All right, Dave doesn't think so, or at least it doesn't sound like Dave thinks so, because he's the guy that wants the furniture out of there. He could get disconnected, did he?
No, I put him on hold.
Okay, we'll be back with Gary Rieger here as he talks with us about a very interesting set of values here from a man who is divorced from a woman, but still considers himself to be a member of the family, at least in terms of her doing him the favor of storing his furniture for him. 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back here from the El Pacifico.
Phil Hendry.
The Phil Hendry Show here, and Gary on the line with us here from Palm Springs. It's very interesting, Gary, the way you were raised. You are a member of a family, even though you're divorced.
Well, yes, sir. I don't expect her to be my wife, see, but look, we made payments on a car together. We made payments on the same car for, you know, as long as we were married.
How long were you married to this girl?
We were married 2 years, and then she just all of a sudden started complaining about everything, you know, and that's fine. I can understand, I guess. People change, but I didn't change, you know, but we did make payments on this car. She still has the car. So the thing that I wanted to ask her was, if I cannot keep my furniture in her garage, can I... I want to use the car because I feel there's a trade-off there.
Okay, so, you know, you have a view of life here that is very interesting. You feel that you're still members of the same family. You feel that she should at least keep your furniture in storage for free, but you will pay $300 a month, and if she doesn't do that, then you want to borrow the car.
Well, I made payments on that car, okay?
But she got it in the divorce, is that right?
She got it in the divorce because... we had a divorce arbitrator a divorce mediator that they have in the state that was very unfair and did not take into consideration some of the issues that I have, and I needed that car. But
she got the car in the divorce, isn't that right?
Legally, yes, sir. She did get the car in the divorce.
Okay, so she does. She's not under any obligation to allow you to... use it.
She is not under any obligation to allow me to use it. Is that what?
Yes, that's what I said.
Well, she's not under any obligation to allow me to use it, but she's has to.
She doesn't have to do anything. She doesn't have to do anything.
Well, in what sense do you mean? Because
she's not a member of your family. She's you. I know you think she is. Okay.
Well, I know what you mean, Mr. Hendry. Legally, that's true. I'm just saying that. That's not how I was raised, and she and Tanya understood that. I told her that over and over when we were married, okay?
Well, you might have told her that that's how you were raised. You might have told her that this is how you do things, you know?
And also, when I told her that, I said that came down to after we was, you know, if we were to get a divorce, you know? Now, I'm not saying that I'm threatening her. I don't want to hurt her. I don't want to get into it with her husband or anything.
No, but you're waiting around the gate there where she lives, and you're going to follow her in.
Yeah, if they let me, you know.
So you will stay, if they say, no, sir, you can't go in, you'll stay outside.
Well, I don't see why they would say that. I mean, all I'm going to do is talk to her for like 2 minutes, that's all.
No. You're not listening to me. Are you going to stay outside if the security guard there tells you to stay outside?
I don't see why he would. That's all I'm saying. Because
it may be a rule. It may be the security guard himself.
Well, I mean, if he's not being reasonable about it, you know,
what are you not understanding that I'm saying here? Because what I've got here, you know, what you're telling me here.
No, Mr. Henry, I don't want to get into an argument. You know, I just called up to get a legal opinion.
I'm going to give you the legal opinion.
But you're not a lawyer, right?
No, I'm not a lawyer, and I don't need to be a lawyer. I don't need to be a lawyer. I'll give you the legal opinion. Okay.
Okay.
All right. You're not allowed, if she doesn't want you near her, you're not allowed near her. If she doesn't want you near her house, you don't get, it doesn't matter whether she, you know, you made payments on the car or not, she doesn't have to lend you the car. She got it in the divorce. It's paid for, right?
I guess. I mean, if she continued, well, yeah, it was paid for. I was going to say if she stopped making payments, but I made at least half of those payments. And
I understand, but it doesn't make any difference. It's her car. It's her car. It's her car, and I happen to know about divorces, which means she's got the pink slip is in her name. Number two, it's her house, okay?
Well, it's technically it's her husband Dave's house, okay?
No, it's her house, too, because she's married to Dave. So it's her house, too.
Well, it wasn't when they got married.
It doesn't make any difference, man. I mean, you've been married. Don't you understand the community property laws? It's half her house, at least for now, depending upon what their prenup is. You know,
well, that's the thing, and I asked her if she had a prenup, and she won't tell me that, because I could determine whether that house, do I talk to her, or do I talk to Dave? And I said, if I'm going to talk to your husband, Dave, do you have a prenup? We didn't have one, I know that, but this Dave that she's married to now has some money, and I would imagine if he was smart that he would have had her sign a prenup so she doesn't, you know, get all the money, but I don't know how smart the guy is, but... And
she doesn't have to let you talk to Dave, and Dave doesn't have to talk. You don't understand what I'm telling you here, man. She doesn't have to do any of that. It doesn't matter what's in their prenup.
You know, if that house isn't half hers, though, if he kept that house in a prenup, I have the right to know that.
No, you don't. No, you don't, man.
Well,
you do not have the right to know that. You don't have the right to know anything having to do with her or that man.
If I'm going to keep my furniture there...
She doesn't want your furniture there. She told you to get your furniture out of there. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Gary, you understand, man? That's the same thing I told her.
I understand that in this world that we live in, that women get everything in a divorce. I understand that. And
look, I don't want to debate with you, man, the relative fairness of the California divorce laws or any other divorce laws. I'm just telling you, man, that she doesn't have to do any of the things you're saying. And if you follow her into that gated community tonight to her condominium where she lives with her husband, you're going to be arrested.
No, I don't want to get arrested. I don't want to cause a problem. I just told the guy here, I said, all I want to do is follow her through if you leave the gate open, you know. And
have you checked? Has he checked your ID or your credentials or anything like that?
Yes, sir.
What did he say?
He said he'd let me in.
Well, then why hasn't he done it?
Because he's waiting for Tanya to come through.
And she's got to sign off on you, doesn't she?
No, she doesn't have to sign off on me, sir. I'm not sure he said that he's got to wait for her.
And he's going to ask her whether she wants you in that community or not.
Well.
That's what he might have checked your credentials, and you may be a nice guy, and you'd look okay to him. But he's not letting you in there, is he?
Not right now, but he's waiting for Tanya. She's going to sign off. All I want to do is talk to her for 2 minutes. That's all I want to do is talk to her for 2 minutes.
2 minutes? Talk to her outside the gates.
No, because I want to see if my furniture's okay. I have the right to see that.
She said she was going to put it out on the street, didn't she?
Yes, sir.
Did she say there was a time you could come and pick it up?
She's talking next week, but I don't know if her husband has already done damage to it or if it's still there, you know?
You could find that out next week.
I don't see how you, Mr.
You know, everything I'm saying to you, man, is falling. It's going in one ear and out the other, isn't it?
All I wanted to do, Mr. Henry, is talk to the woman for 2 minutes. And
everything I'm saying to you is going in one ear and it's flying out the other, isn't it?
No, sir, I'm listening to you.
You're listening to me?
Yes, sir.
And it doesn't register that you're not allowed in that community.
Yes. Registers with me. I know that man has to approve of me coming through.
Okay, and if he doesn't, or if she doesn't...
Oh, he already approved me.
Okay, but if she doesn't...
You're talking about Tanya?
Yes, I'm talking about your ex-wife.
Well, that was a thing that I had told him. Okay, I said that she's my ex, she's still a member of my family, though, technically, and this gentleman here agreed with me. He said, I believe that that's true, you know, that ex-wives, ex-husbands... should still be in families. So he agreed with me. And
oh, he's having some general conversation with you about the relative merits of family versus that's got nothing to do with the law. He's probably just being polite, you know?
No, he agreed with me. And I said, my ex-wife, I still consider her family, and he agreed with that. And I don't know if he agrees to the extent. I don't know if he has an ex-wife or anything.
He agreed to you. He was making polite conversation with you, okay? All right, look. I don't know if I'm getting anywhere. We got a couple of phone calls we're going to get to, and I want to give our number out, 877-876-7445. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time here with you, Gary, but I will tell you that if you are still there after, and I guarantee you they're not going to let you through, if your ex-wife is coming in and she's going to her home, I got a feeling she's not going to want you there, okay?
Well, I don't know, because my furniture's there.
She wants that stuff out of there. She gave you a date of next week to pick it up. Not tonight, and right now, it's late night. Is her husband home?
I don't know. He works. I know that he works nights.
Okay, so that's another reason why they're not. She won't want you there, man.
I'm not going to hurt her enough, Mr. Henry. That's got nothing to do with what I'm saying. And
yeah, but you're not listening to me, man. You're not saying, you know, I'm telling you, you don't get to go in there and talk to her. She doesn't want your furniture there. She doesn't. Her husband doesn't want your furniture there.
And so the part about where I made partial payments on that car,
that has nothing to do with anything.
I don't, Mr. Henry, you know, I have not yelled at you. I have not raised my voice to you, sir.
I understand that.
I haven't shown any disrespect to you, and I don't know why you're showing me disrespect.
I'm sorry if I'm raising my voice. I'm frustrated because I'm saying some things that I have to tell you, Gary, most people would understand.
I do understand what you're saying. I do understand.
You understand, but you just don't agree. Is that it? You understand, but you just don't agree, right?
Not 100%. No, sir.
What part don't you agree with?
Well, I don't agree that I don't have the right to talk to her.
I said that she's going to have to approve of that, and I don't think she's going to let you.
Well, if she has my furniture.
She told you a date to come and pick it up, didn't she?
She did, sir, but I don't know what shape that furniture is going to be in. And then the other thing, too, is, like I said, the issue of the car, I know you disagree.
Boy, that's the one that I don't even get, man. The car is something that she owns. Hang on the line here, because we got to take a break. I'm my tongue's dragging.
That guy is making a good point, though.
About what?
What point's he making? About the car, if he made partial payment.
Are you understanding, bud, that when two people get divorced, there is a community property, there's a property settlement. Some people get some of it, the other people get the other thing, and that's where it's at. And the judge or the divorce arbitrator or mediator, whoever the hell they went to, made that decision and said, okay, you get this and you get that, and that's the end of that, man.
And she got the car?
That's what he's claiming. And if she's got the car, he ain't got nothing to say about the car, no matter how many payments he made. 877-876-7445, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-7445, world famous Phil Hendry Show, and we're going to finish up with this gentleman here. We've got an eye on the Olympics, and we are going to talk a little Olympics next hour. Ted Bell is going to be with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Gary Rieger from Palm Desert, California, is on the line talking with us about furniture that your ex-wife had in her garage that she's asked you to remove that you don't think you should have to remove, Gary, because you're a member of the family and she should give you consideration. This is one of the areas that we've disagreed with you on, being a member of the family. She's divorced you. Secondly, you're waiting around the entrance to her place to talk to her. And thirdly, you think you deserve the use of her car because you helped make payments on it. All of this adds up to, in the mind of a cop, somebody that is stalking?
No, sir. I'm not a stalker, and I understand people would consider that. And, you know, her mother said that about me. And I said to her mother, No, I'm not. But her mother's been a big, big problem, I can tell you that.
Well, you know, I'm sure she has been a big problem because she's probably told you a lot of the things that I'm telling you right now. Here is Ray on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Ray.
Hi, Gary.
Yes, sir.
Hello? Hi, how you doing?
Yes, sir. I'm good, thank you.
Well, I've been in that same situation you are in right now. And my best advice is to get your furniture next week, like she asked you.
Right.
And if you ain't got a place to put it, sell it. Buy you a new car, cut your losses, and move on, brother.
Well, yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to do that. All I wanted to do was to see if she'd keep the furniture there for another month or so.
See, she doesn't want to, man.
Yeah, but it sounds like she don't want to have no part with you. And it's just going to hurt you in the long run, brother.
I think that's her husband, though, that's influencing her that way, you know.
It doesn't matter who's influencing her. It doesn't matter if it's her, her husband, her mother. It doesn't make any difference.
It's just going to hurt you in the long run. Get your stuff, get your yard sale, sell it.
What about the car?
Get a place to put it. The car?
What about her car?
Cut the losses on the car. You lost the car.
Well, I made payments on that car.
It doesn't matter because the...
Look,
I'm sorry.
The thing about it is, paid payments, yes. But the thing about it is, the courts don't care.
Well, that's what I told this mediator. I said it to my way of thinking. They don't care at all about men, you know, and they give everything over to the lady.
The thing about it is, what you need to do today, tonight.
Yes, sir.
Is go away from the home because she can get you for harassment, stalking,
right,
and all
right.
kind of other charges right now.
She's coming in right now. Hold on. Is that her? Yeah, that's her car right there, Mr. Hendry.
If I were you, don't even go up to the car.
I would leave.
Tanya? Hey, how you doing, Tanya? Hey, can I go in? Tanya? See, she just went in. She wouldn't even talk to me.
That's what I told you was going to happen, man.
Can I go in there?
I would cut my losses and leave, brother.
Let me go talk to her now. All right, that's against the law because she's got my furniture in there. She had my furniture in there.
It's not against the law. It's not against the law.
I'm
a licensed
What's
security
going on?
Guard.
Stop talking about that, man.
What's he doing, Robert?
Hey, Gary, what are you doing?
She got my furniture in there, and I wanted to go in.
Is he talking to the security guard there?
Yeah. Hey, Gary.
Hold on for a minute. Just a minute, Mr. Henry. I'm very sorry. My furniture's in there with my ex-wife and the man she's married to, huh? I know that. Well, first time. You didn't tell me nothing, man. You said...
He's going to call the cops on you, man. Do you understand that?
What's that, sir?
He's going to call the cops.
You're going to go to jail. He's got the right to call the cops right now and throw you in jail.
Well, how come I can't at least make sure my furniture hasn't been destroyed by this man she's living with?
Next week, you come back and you see her and her husband.
Uh-huh.
And you can bring the cops with you if you like to get your furniture.
I will do that. I'm going to do that.
Do it the legal way. If
I'm going to get the Riverside Sheriff.
He can have you in a bind.
I'll get the Riverside County Sheriff out here, okay?
Good. Do that, man.
I'll get the Riverside County Sheriff out here. And
that
come
would
with
probably
me.
Be Good. Your best bet, brother.
Hold on. What? I'm leaving, man, but I'm going to come back with the Riverside County Sheriff.
Okay. You know, you're acting like, Gary?
Yes, sir.
You're acting really stupid now, man. You're just standing out there yelling at people.
Well, no, I'm just telling this gentleman at the gate.
He don't care.
My furniture's in.
See, this man Ray is a security guy.
Are you a security guard, sir? Are you a security?
Yes, sir.
Can you talk to this man for me?
Well,
I got a man here who's a security guard.
The security guard is doing his job.
Hold on for a minute. Yes, hello?
I'm here.
Who's this?
Oh, hi.
This is Ray.
Hey, Ray, how you doing?
What is your name, sir?
Hi.
Oscar?
Your name's Oscar? Yeah, this is Ray. He's a security guy.
Do you know this guy? Do you know him? Oh, okay.
I'm just on the phone to try to help him with his situation.
Okay. I thought you did because he was standing there yelling at me, and I said, I can't let you in, you know.
We thought maybe you weren't going to let him in.
You're doing your job.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But what happened was this guy, he's telling me this and that, and he said, you have to let me in. I said, no, I have to wait for Mr. Van Buren to come in, And then I will ask her. And if she wants you to come in, that's fine. If she doesn't want you to come in, I said, I can't let you in. And now he's causing a problem, you know.
Why don't you call the police?
I said to him I would call the police. Yeah, but
that's
all I
what we're trying to tell him. Right now, you have legal rights to call the cops.
Well, you know something? You know something? I'm trying to give this guy a break. You know, I want him to leave. I don't want to
have to do that.
Yeah, you know. And all I want to do is look at my furniture. I told you can't look at any furniture, sir, because it is the lady's house, you know. It's her house. I know that. And you can't look at any car. Nobody. I can't let you in there. I know that.
Hey,
put him back
Gary.
On the phone.
Gary.
Yeah, here's the man.
Gary.
Yes, sir. I'm this is Gary Reeder. Yes, sir.
Gary, look.
Yes, sir.
The guard is doing his job. He cannot let you in that gate. If you try to get in the gate, if you try to mess with him, he can legally throw you in jail tonight.
Yes,
sir. You don't want to spend a night in jail, do you?
No, sir. I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back with the Riverside County Sheriff and put her in jail.
You can't throw her in jail because you told her she'd hold your stuff, correct?
Yeah, I didn't give it to her, though, you know.
But legal
rights. I'm leaving now. I'm leaving now.
Okay. Look, Ray, we've come to the end of the hour, Ray. We've come to the end of the hour. Great job, Ray. I appreciate very, very much you talking to him. And, Gary, we thank you very much for calling us, you know.
I'm leaving right now. Are you the guy?
No, I'm not the guy.
Well, I'm going to have the cops call you and get out of here. I'm leaving right now. I'm talking to Phil Hendry on his radio show, okay? You've been on a national radio show. Yeah, you've been on a national radio show. Phil Hendry, everybody who listens to him heard what you said.
Phil Hendry.
And then you'll see.